City engineer Matt Castle shared the background of the persistent post office issue in Old Town, saying it has to do with what the U.S. Postal Service considers to be a deliverable versus a non-deliverable residence.
I think what's happened is, you know, Old Town has always been a free post office box area. The post office determined it to be an area that was not deliverable. And a couple of years ago, they came to us and said, we are going to change our train of thought, and we're going to change the area from Heber North and then from the resort to Deer Valley Drive and then Rossi Hill area as a deliverable area. What that means is that if they want a P.O. box, they have to pay for it. Otherwise, their free delivery point would be at their house.
The problem is it's difficult in Old Town to deliver to individual houses, and the Postal Service wants to see gang boxes or large banks of boxes altogether.
So we said, well, that's not that big of a deal. Put the mailbox on the house, do your door-to-door delivery, and we're good to go. But that's simply not the way that they're doing their operation anymore. What they're looking for is to have one specific spot where they would deliver in Old Town someplace for that area.
In Old Town, Castle says installing a gang box is no small task.
We have limited space. We need areas for parking, snow removal, snow storage. Where are we going to put these, and how do we make them so they're functional, and how do we make them so they're part of that Old Town area? So it's something that it just doesn't go away because it just doesn't fit with what we're trying to do, but we're trying to be equitable in how we come up with solutions for it.
He says it affects only the primary residents. The city held a recent open house to get feedback on the issue.
If you're secondary or a renter, you pay for your post office box. There's 57 people in this area I just described that potentially, as primary residents, they potentially could have to pay for their post office. So we had like 25 people show up for the meeting, and it was a really good meeting. You know, I think I looked at the comments yesterday, and for the most part, the majority of them do not want gang boxes in Old Town. They feel it's not right that there's a good thing about going to the post office and mingling with friends while you pick up your mail.
That's about $80 a year for each resident, and the city has discussed paying for it, but Castle says that's complicated.
And as we sit there and talk about it, we have all these alternatives. Do nothing is one of the alternatives. Allow the gang boxes, put them on city property someplace else. We struggle with the idea of if we put a pile of gang boxes together, that kind of constitutes a post office. Why wouldn't we just keep them at the post office?
That's Park City Engineer Matt Castle. The issue goes to City Council on November 21st. He says they've looked at various locations for gang boxes but have come up with nothing feasible so far. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.